This month, we're presenting a series of audio portraits that we call Working It, personal stories about finding and keeping a job in a difficult economy, and sometimes losing a job, too. We're meeting people in Nashville, Tennessee, including Graham Gray. She's 44 years old, college-educated, a married mother of two. Recently, she lost her job in computer-related sales for the second time in a year. Still, her days are full with the work moms do, school pickups and dental visits, soccer practice, and bedtime stories.
Oh, well, hi, honey. How are you?
Lost my job in April and then actively looked throughout the summer and then found a job and was really stoked about the job. It seemed like a great opportunity.
You say bye-bye, say adios.
Bye, Emery.
And it was a really good feeling to have this job when our washing machine just died. And we were able to go and get a new washing machine and breathe easy about it because we'll be fine.
Okay, you ready? Can you undo your belt?
Mama, I'm sure this is a dentist.
I'm sure.
Are you sure?
I'm really sure.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. 35 days later, I was let go. I don't know, some people even say, gosh, did you even know where the coffee maker was then? You know, it was abrupt, and like I said, I'm still stunned. And now, we're not fine. We're not.
Welcome to the Tennessee Employment Security Information and Payment System.
Unemployment checks certainly aren't a lot, but beats a poke in the eye.
Español, presión el número dos.
So when I lost my job in April, I did have insurance that was taken care of by the company for the 2 months. When that 2 months was up, there's a thing called COBRA that kicks in, and unless you've seen how astronomical those prices can be, there's just absolutely no way.
Emery Gray, she's ready to go.
Okay.
It's 306 today.
So let me just show you my COBRA bill that came, the billing notice, for health insurance for me and my children, dental and vision, $2,032.69 for the month. And I don't have that money monthly. Not many of us do.
How you feeling, Cal? Okay.
Calvin got pneumonia a couple years ago when we were sort of in this boat, an in-between jobs, and we had cruddy out-of-pocket insurance that only covered X amount. He was 5 years old. He's now 9. I think I just stopped paying those bills. Okay, so sweetie, need to go in, get nice clean jammies on, brush your teeth. And then we'll hop into Betty Buy and we'll get a book, okay? When I was in about second or third grade, my dad lost his job. And I remember being fearful that, wow, a mom or dad could lose their job just like that.
Can you get Emery and Jamie? And you've got to brush your teeth, too.
I definitely want to protect my sons from that feeling of insecurity that I had as a child. I don't ever want them for one moment to feel one bit of angst over the fact that mom or dad needs to find a job so that we can have health insurance. They're too little. They don't need to know about health insurance.
Can I read two tonight?
Yeah, well, let me read. Do you want me to read that one first?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that is Cat Got Your Nose. And my older son, I just told him that, I said, you know, this job that I just took might not have been a very good fit for mommy, and I'll be close by if something, if I'm needed during the school day and I can get to you a lot quicker. And he sits well with that. He says, okay, mommy, well, I hope you find another job that makes you really happy. Me too.
That's Graham Gray of Nashville, Tennessee. Her story was produced by Kim Green, and you can hear more stories in our Working It series at NPR.org. And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.